So I have a little bit of time to myself today. I've decided I'm going to do some hysterical literature. And I've got my toy going. Just kind of resting there. And today we're reading Delta of Venus by Anais Nin. The Hungarian Adventurer. There was a Hungarian adventurer who had astonishing beauty, infallible charm, grace, the powers of a trained actor, culture, knowledge of many tongues, aristocratic manners. Beneath all this was a genius for intrigue, for slipping out of difficulties, for moving smoothly in and out of countries. He traveled in grandiose style, with 15 trunks of the finest clothes, with 2 Great Danes. His air of authority had earned him the nickname the Baron. The Baron was seen in the most luxurious hotels, at watering places and horse races, on world tours, excursions to Egypt, trips through the desert, into Africa. Everywhere he became the center of attraction for women. Like the most versatile of actors, he passed from one role to another to please the taste of each of them. He was the most elegant dancer, the most vivacious dinner partner, the most decadent of entertainers in tête-à-têtes. He could sail a boat, ride, drive. He knew each city as though he had lived there all his life. He knew everyone. His society. He was indispensable. When he needed money, he married a rich woman, plundered her, and left her for another country. I haven't masturbated in a long time. Most of the time, the women did not rebel or complain to the police. The few weeks or months they had enjoyed him as a husband left a sensation that was stronger than the shock of losing their money. For a moment, they had known what it was to live with strong wings, to fly above the heads of mediocrity. He took them so high, whirled them so fast in his series of enchantment, that his departure still had something of the flight. Oh, fuck. Oh, it seemed almost natural. No partner could follow his great eagle sweeps. Oh, the free, uncapturable adventurer, jumping thus from one golden branch to another, almost fell into a trap of human love, when one night he met the Brazilian dancer Anita at a Peruvian theater. Oh, man. Oh, it feels so good. Her elongated eyes did not close as other women's eyes did, but like the eyes of tigers, pumas, and leopards, the two lids meeting lazily and slowly, and they seemed slightly sewn together towards the nose, making them narrow, with a lascivious, oblique glance falling from them like the glance of a woman who does not want to see what is being done to her body. All this gave her an air of being made love to, which aroused the Baron as soon as he met her. When he went backstage to see her, she was dressing among the profusion of flowers, and for the delight of her admirers who sat around her, she was rouging her sex with her lipstick, without permitting them to make a single gesture towards her. When the Baron came in, she merely lifted her head and smiled at him. She had one foot on a little table. Her elaborate Brazilian dress was lifted, and with her jeweled hands, she took up rouging her sex again. Oh, I'm having a hard time concentrating. Laughing at the excitement of the men around her. Oh, fuck. Her sex was like a giant hothouse flower. Oh, larger than any the Baron had seen, and the hair around it abundant and curled, glossy black. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh God. Oh, fuck. Oh. I should probably try and take it slow every once in a while, but fuck. That was so fucking good. Oh, I wish I got further in this. I'm gonna read some more later. Read a little bit more now, though. It was these lips that she rouged as if they were a mouth, very elaborately, so that they became like blood-red camellias, open by force, showing the closed interior bud, a paler, fine-skinned core of the flower. Oh, still coming down. The Baron could not persuade her to have supper with him. Her appearance on stage was only the prelude to her work at the theater. Now followed the performance for which she was famed all through South America. When the boxes in the theater, deep, dark, and half-curtained, filled with society men from all over the world. I may have turned my toy back on. Women were not brought to this high-class burlesque. She had dressed herself all over again in the full petticoated costume she wore on stage for her Brazilian songs, but she wore no shawl. Her dress was strapless, and her rich, abundant breasts, compressed by the tight-waisted costume, bulged upwards, offering themselves almost for their entirety into the eye. Yeah, I did turn my toy back on. I'm not gonna lie. Super sensitive, but fuck. Let's do this again. In this costume, while the rest of the show continued, she made her round of the boxes. There, on request, she knelt before a man, unbuttoned his pants, took his penis in her jeweled hands, and with a neatness of touch, an expertness, a subtlety few women had ever developed, sucked at it until he was satisfied. Her two hands were as active as her mouth. The titillation almost deprived each man of his senses. The elasticity of her hands, the variety of rhythms, the change from a hand grip of the entire penis to the lightest touch of the top of it, from firm kneading of all the parts to the lightest teasing of the hair around it. All this by an exceptionally beautiful and voluptuous woman, while the attention of the public was turned towards the stage. Seeing the penis go into her magnificent mouth between her flashing teeth while her breasts heaved gave men the pleasure for which they paid generously. Her presence on the stage prepared them for her appearance in the boxes. She provoked them with her mouth, her eyes, her breasts, and to have their satisfaction, along with music and lights and singing in a dark, half-curtained box above the audience, was an exceptionally piquant form of amusement. The Baron almost fell in love with Anita and stayed with her for a longer time than with any woman. She fell in love with him and bore him 2 children. But after a few years, he was off again. The habit was too strong. The habit of freedom and change. He traveled to Rome and took a suite at the Grand Hotel. The suite happened to be next to that of a Spanish ambassador who was staying there with his wife and 2 small daughters. The Baron charmed them, too. The ambassador's wife admired him. They became so friendly. and he was so delightful with the children, who did not know how to amuse themselves in this hotel, that soon it became a habit of the two little girls, upon getting up in the morning, to go and visit the Baron and awaken him with laughter and teasing, which they were not permitted to lavish upon their more solemn father and mother. The little girl was about 10, the other 12. Oh, fuck. They were both beautiful. With... Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that one surprised me. Oh, that one surprised me a lot. They just get more intense. Oh. I'm not reading any more of this. I gotta stop. I've never read this before, and I'm gonna stop right here because this is going places I don't feel like masturbating to. Oh. Let's just have a bit of a ramble and see if we can make this happen one more time. I gotta take advantage of the time I've got when I've got it. Oh my God. Can't do anymore. Oh. I don't know if my click can handle more, but fuck. I just want to fucking keep going. Maybe I just finger fuck myself until I come one more time for you. Hey? My juices are dripping down my arm right now. Do you know how I taste? Like dreams and wishes. That's how I taste.